Good afternoon. I'm Henry Brenner. Thank you for being here. Although this isn't a biorelativity meditation, I would like to explain that since a planet cannot ascend by herself, a planet must have higher thought forms, higher beings on it, in order to ascend. Biorelativity is the ability to interact with the spirit of the Earth with higher consciousness. On one level, biorelativity can create unity, consciousness, and a unified energy field. Please now focus on your aura and with your breath, shape your cosmic head into a smooth outline. Just stay in your mind. All my four bodies are now in complete balance. Let us open our ascension codes with the mantra Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. It is our intention today to place an affirmation into the collective unconsciousness of this planet. We will place three concepts from the Tree of Life into the noosphere. The first is wisdom, which is sphere two, sphere number two in the Tree of Life, and is represented by the etheric crystal at Bodensee in Germany. The second concept is understanding, which is sphere number three on the Tree of Life, and represented by the etheric crystal at Lake Moraine in Canada. And the third concept is hidden knowledge revealed. This is sphere 11 in the Tree of Life, and it is represented by the etheric crystal at Istanbul in Turkey. Please now visualize the Tree of Life and the triangle formed by these three spheres. There's a straight line across the top and one point underneath. We now welcome the three spirit guides for these spheres, the Chief White Eagle, Archangel Michael, and Helio-Ah. Let us just allow ourselves to connect to this energy. Let's now try to understand the three concepts. The first is wisdom. This comes from the higher source within each of you. Wisdom is related to the intuitive grasping and the intuitive process of higher knowing. Each of you receives an insight or a higher inspiration that comes from an unknown source beyond you. Because you are really tuned into a very high source of ideas and information. Tuned into transcends your own personal wisdom. It transcends your own earth mind. Let's just focus on that for a moment. Then there is understanding. Understanding is related to wisdom. It has to do with your ability to make sense of this reality, to put it together in a coherent manner. This is best described as the idea comes to you in a way that you can grasp, that you can put into words. This is an important part of the Tree of Life in our work as star seeds, because one of the great gifts in being a star seed is to take the divine wisdom and manifest it onto planet Earth into the third dimension. You might have the greatest wisdom, but yet you also need to have an understanding and need to be able to explain it and bring this information and these ideas to manifestation on the third dimension where it can be understood. Let's now just focus on that for a moment. Thirdly, we have knowledge. This is a very complex term. Let's modify knowledge to say knowledge and connection. That is, you take the wisdom and understanding and implement it. You show it and get it working. Let's focus on that for a moment. So when we are looking at planetary healing, we have these three levels. The level of wisdom. Earth is a spiritual energy field, and we as star seeds have this wisdom that we are working with that comes from many higher sources. And this wisdom teaches us that we as planetary healers can interact and can telepathically influence the Earth through ceremonies, gatherings, sacred circles, and these meditations. This is a great wisdom. But we must also understand what it is that we do. We create an energy field with our thoughts. This is a thought energy field that has an impact on the thought field of the spirit of the earth. We want to influence the thought field of humanity. We want there to be this knowledge connection. Everyone knows that gases can warm the planet. This comes from wisdom and understanding, and we want humanity and humanity's consciousness to make the connection in such a strong way that they will do something. It is not enough to just have the wisdom and understanding of the mechanism of how the gases rise and contain the heat, that it melts the icebergs, or understand that ocean currents change weather that then can become more violent. But we are coming to the point where we want to use our influence and the thoughts so that all of those beings in power and decision makers, that they too make the connection so they do something. That is knowledge and connection. So we have the trio of divine wisdom, the divine understanding, and the divine knowledge connection. And now picture in your mind a triangle, an upside-down triangle, that has the sphere of wisdom on the upper right point, the sphere of understanding on the upper left point, and the sphere of knowledge at the point on the bottom. See the information of the planet and the connection of knowledge and the connection of the wisdom and understanding so that humanity will act. So at this time, see in front of your third eye this triangle aspect of the planetary tree of life. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In the center of the triangle, see all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the actions I have spoken about. Place these ideas inside the triangle. And you have this beautiful triangle of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Now we, as a group, with the support of the spirit guides and the Arcturians, we'll place this sacred triangle, this triad of planetary light, into the noosphere, the etheric thought field of the planet that influences everything on this planet. Now see an etheric energy field as the aura of the Earth that extends 100 kilometers around the Earth. At the top, the North Pole, place this sacred triangle of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge at the top of the North Pole, at the crown chakra of Mother Earth, at the crown chakra of the collective noosphere for this planet in this time of 2018, a time of spiritual energy and completion. And let us, with your thoughts and arcane powers, emblazon this triangle with golden light. Omega Light. golden power, golden energy, the energy of healing, a pure thought connection. So let us project our light into this triangle. Drop this triangle of divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine knowledge into the noosphere for a planetary healing and awareness of all humanity so that action will now follow. At the count of three, let this triangle drop now into the noosphere. One, two, three. Let the healing and the repair of this planet come into fruition now. Repair of this world. Tikkun Olam. For you as planetary healers can work to ensure the connection is made so that there manifests great repair and balance to this earth. We will now go into silence. Let us pray. O Divine Mother, Father, blessed are you who bring forth this beautiful planet Earth and the beautiful star seeds. Let the divine wisdom of the planet, divine understanding of how the planet works, and divine knowledge come together for planetary healing. And on a personal basis, look at your life. Look at your wisdom, look at your understanding, and let there also be a completion of this triangle so that you are able to make the connection and manifest your light and your wisdom with your understanding to repair this world and yourself in the highest way. You will be surprised at the power and light of your healing being manifested now in yourself at this time, in your life, and your contribution to the repair of this world. Blessings to you all, and thank you all for participating in this meditation for Earth.